Can a newspaper thrive when all its content is generated by artificial intelligence? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in AI-driven journalism. Let's get into it. Imagine flipping through a newspaper where every article, every opinion piece, and even the letters to the editor are crafted by a machine. That's exactly what happened in Italy, where Il Foglio, a national daily newspaper, took a bold step into the future by allowing a custom-built AI chatbot to write all its content for an entire month. The experiment was an audacious move to explore how artificial intelligence could complement and even enhance traditional journalism. Il Foglio's editor, Claudio Sciarrassa, described the AI as a new collaborator that's quick, irreverent, and very ironic. This experiment was not just about seeing how well a machine could write, but also about understanding what artificial intelligence can and cannot do in a newsroom setting. Over the month, the AI produced 22 articles across a four-page layout, covering everything from current events and cultural topics to political analysis and economic insights. It even responded to letters to the editor. Sciarrassa emphasized that journalists at Il Foglio focused on asking the right questions, allowing the AI to generate responses. The team tasked the AI with summarizing speeches and analyzing subliminal messages in political discourse, showcasing its versatility. Yet, despite its prowess, Sciarrassa noted that AI lacks the ability to conduct interviews, find direct sources, or observe the world with the unique perspective of a human journalist. The experiment wasn't just about novelty. It was about embracing the inevitable integration of AI into journalism. As Sciarrassa observed, artificial intelligence is a significant presence in the media landscape, an elephant in the room that cannot be ignored. By embracing AI, Il Foglio is not only keeping pace with technological advancements, but also preparing for a future where ideas and human creativity will distinguish journalistic excellence. As the AI itself acknowledged in a conversation with Sciarrassa, it's still learning and adapting. It doesn't know how to argue on the phone or interpret subtle human interactions, but it's trying to understand the nuances of human communication. This symbiotic relationship between natural and artificial intelligence is not just fascinating, it's essential for the evolution of the media industry. In Minnesota, a significant legal battle is unfolding that could set a precedent for how we handle AI-generated content in the political arena. Republican State Representative Mary Franson and conservative content creator Christopher Coles are taking a stand against a state law that criminalizes the sharing of AI-generated election deepfakes. They've asked a United States appeals court to allow an injunction against this law, arguing that it infringes upon First Amendment rights. This is a crucial moment for both technology and free speech. Minnesota statutes. Section 609.771 imposes severe penalties on those who distribute realistic AI-generated media about politicians. If convicted, individuals could face fines, jail time, and for politicians like Franson, even disqualification from holding state office. This case challenges the balance between regulating potentially harmful content and protecting freedom of expression. Franson and Coles argue that no one should have to wait for enforcement action to contest a law that they believe violates their constitutional rights. They're pushing for the court to reverse a previous order that denied their request for a preliminary injunction. This legal battle is not just about one state's law. It's a broader conversation about how AI technology intersects with our fundamental rights and the legal system. The implications of this case are far-reaching. As AI continues to evolve, so does its capability to create content that's indistinguishable from human-made media. This raises questions about authenticity, misinformation, and the role of legislative bodies in regulating such advancements. The outcome of this case could influence how other states and countries approach similar legislation, impacting content creators, politicians, and the media landscape at large. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The Minnesota legal battle underscores the complex interplay between AI innovation and legal frameworks, a theme that's only set to grow in importance. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.